Finally, it's the weekend. If you had a rough one, that's the good news. We're on the downhill side. This show is America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney. We're going to take you on a ride that stops off in a couple of different places, including the latest from that rough and tumble tug of war, now focused on Mitt Romney and the current president, Barack Obama. Looking at all the polls today, I probably spent, an hour and a half or so. You know, you get lost in that stuff, pulling apart numbers and independents and swing states. And I can tell you, I no more have a crystal ball after doing that than I did 3 weeks ago. One thing we do know is our sights are all set on 2012's presidential election, November, the big showdown. And I think that we're going to see numbers turn out at the polls more than we have ever seen in the past. In fact, I'm going to predict, and here's a prediction I would stand by, I'm going to predict that we're going to see more people come out to vote in this presidential election than we have ever seen before. I think it's going to be the highest totals. With all of the conversations we've had in the nooks and crannies across this great country, and so many of the emails that I've gone through this past year, I would have to say that I feel pretty confident in making that prediction, that we are going to see the biggest numbers. I'm not saying they're going to be numbers that will blow us all away, because still we're a country that's apathetic when it comes to getting out to vote, and that's part of the problem. Always it's power to the people. Never forget that. It's easy to get lost in all of what's happening with the various things that infuriate us, with taxes and deficits and Obamacare and everything in between, illegal immigration and what's happening on the terror front, or what's not happening with the TSA, and why is this ridiculousness allowed to continue in our nation's big and small airports. And I've just scratched the surface there. I mean, you can feel that frustration. And I think that frustration and what we saw in the televised debates with the Republicans from last June all the way through to the very beginning of this year will absolutely, absolutely translate into people going out to vote. More than before, still not numbers that are 80-90%, but higher than we've seen before, much, much higher. We're going to talk about, once again, it seems like every time we've been on the air in the past 3 weeks, what's happening in the airspace. This time it's a Russian plane. The plane wreckage was found in Indonesia. We talked a little bit about that on a previous show. And very sad. Sad in the sense that this was a test run, can you imagine? And how excited they were for the test run, because this was going to be big for Russia to be able to have its own planes, its own fleet, basically. And the cause of the crash, still unclear. I think they're hoping that they can say that it's pilot error, because that would then suggest that everything's okay with the plane. And what's interesting is, with a test run, that means you're trying to show off your stuff. You're trying to strut the plane, just like other airlines, just like Boeing does when they've tested planes and they unveil the world's biggest plane or whatever their latest project is, which, by the way, that is the thing that they're working on and trying to perfect. And they do test runs out of Seattle. Well, this is Russia, and this is Indonesia's Sky Aviation signing a $380 million deal a year ago to buy 12 Superjet 100s, that's what they're called. And there were a number of Sky employees that were on the plane that went down, because this was exciting. They were going to be on the Superjet. They were going to see what was going to happen. The plane was on its second demonstration flight on Wednesday when it lost contact with the air controllers, the air traffic controllers, at Jakarta's airport. And, you know, the first demonstration in the morning was okay, And then the second demonstration, they didn't come back, and the plane started to make a descent, but it vanished from the radar screen, just poof, went ghost at 6,200 feet in the mountains. And you know that's never good when you hear that. After they lost control, eventually they find the wreckage, and I wonder what that will mean in the future for this jet. Because in March, the Superjet 100 that was actually operated by the Russian Aeroflot Airlines was forced to abandon its flight to Russia and return to Moscow because of problems with the undercarriage. So see, if there's a problem here, that would tank this. And that'd be a big blow to Mother Russia for what it could mean to them with the planes, obviously, what they'd be able to do. But it's about the passenger safety, people coming in and out. And if they can't come in and out safely, well, then you know that dog's just not going to hunt. And that plane's going to go down. And here it was just a day or two ago, we were talking about Putin not coming to the summit that's being held at Camp David, saying he had to get his new government in order, and instead sending Medvedev, and all the tension that's been in the air between Russia and the United States. And then you just kind of throw this into the mix, and it's been a very bad week, let's say, for the Russians. I mentioned the TSA and the frustrations that we feel about that, many of you. Of course, there have been some people that have called the show and written the show, like Roger. I got this the other night, and he said, I would say that no matter what, when it comes to airline security, Ms. Delaney in America Tonight, that if you don't want to possibly get shook down, as you call it, or go through the puffer machine, then you just can't fly. And so sorry for all those people who can't take it. What a nation of crybabies. To which I would say, I welcome all opinions, but I don't agree with that one. I don't think that we should shake down kids who have cerebral palsy. I don't think that old people who have replaced hips and parts all over the place have to be subjected to ridiculous pat-downs. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. Then you have this thing with JetBlue, and they've had to apologize all over themselves for a computer glitch. That's what they're saying. They're blaming that for the family that was told that their 18-month-old daughter was on a government no-fly list. You can't make this stuff up, can you? They said that they weren't going to disclose their last names because they were worried about repercussions, and the infant's been identified just by the name Rihanna, had gone on this JetBlue flight 510 from Fort Lauderdale, Florida to Newark. And then they say that an airline employee asked them to get off the plane. So they had no idea. Said, why? Why can't we do that? Why can't we fly? And they said, you're on the no-fly list. But being on the no-fly list was about the baby. So the family is of Middle Eastern descent, and they're U.S. citizens. They've lived in New Jersey their entire lives, but that's immediately what the thought was. Oh, I see we're being singled out. That's the problem. So the TSA, I'll say it again and again and again, Roger, and to everybody else, there needs to be some common sense, because the book that they're going by just isn't working. They need to throw away the pages and fill in some of the blanks. Every time something ridiculous happens, they go back and try to fix it. Why are we constantly going back and trying to fix it? How much time is spent on all this ridiculousness instead of finding ways to seriously stop the bad guys? Talking about the marriage flap next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
TSA and the little toddler that got yanked from the flight in a crazy no-fly list mix-up and how they come up with the people in the no-fly list. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe! Catch the bad guy by the toe. If he hollers, he's the one to go. But wait, it's a child. Doesn't matter. They're off. Yank him off the flight. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You can throw in your 2 cents. About any of the stuff that we're jawing about here or something else if you want. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. At the beginning of the show, you just heard me talking about the fact that I had culled through so many polls. And we do this daily, and you know that we just did all the Gallup stuff. And I really honestly think the only thing that we can say for sure is that I truly believe we're going to see some record numbers of people going to vote for what it means, because there's going to be Democrats pushing, prodding, trying to get everybody out to the polls that they can, even if they're dead. Whoops, did I say that? Or even if they're not legally in this country. But there will be a lot of people voting. There will be. I just know it. I can feel it in my bones that we're going to see that. Now, because the president went ahead and decided to lay it all on number 7 at the craps table when it came to the gay marriage issue, will we see more people from the lesbian gay community come up to the plate and really support the president, because they weren't happy about some of the things that have happened in the first 4 years under Obama. But this time, will they make sure that they're registered to vote, and will they get out there and vote? Everybody's talking about this. Heading into the weekend, this will be big. Trust me, I don't care if you turn on Fox, CNN, CBS, NBC, whatever your pleasure when it comes to the Sunday swirl, because it's all about politics on Sunday morning. They'll be talking about the president and what he had to say about gay marriage. Here's two things from the Prez. One, as Romney in some polls starts to get closer, Obama talks about Romney not really getting it, not really understanding it, and especially when it comes to health care and some of the other things that are happening out of Washington. And he talks about the gay marriage and evolving in his own way.
What Governor Romney does not seem to get is that a healthy economy doesn't just mean maximizing your own profits through massive layoffs or busting unions. You don't make America stronger by shipping jobs or profits overseas.
What I've preferred to have done this in my own way, sure, but all's well that ends well.
That's a good way to tap dance. That's what politicians do, whether you're in the White House or you want to get in the White House or you're on the Hill somewhere. That's why we need to start electing some regular people. Regular people. And this is actually the question that was posed to me today when I was doing the poll thing and making a couple of quick calls. Okay, so if you could put in, who is your dream team? Who would be, let's say your president, your vice president, maybe your attorney general, maybe your White House chief of staff, which I don't know how, it is pretty vital once you're in there, but three or four people on a team that would get into the White House, if you could just pick them, and not to worry about whether or not they had a law degree, or they had been involved in politics in the early years. They were on some city council somewhere. They were part of a state legislature, like they were a state representative. None of that matters. It's not about the resume. It's about the potential and the life experience. Who would that, and this may take a while to come up with this, let's just limit it. Let's say president and VP, and if you want to throw somebody else into the mix, you can certainly do that. Because this question was pretty valid that was posed to me. Well, if you think you're so smart and you knew how to get the right people in place and you could convince them, who would the right people be? And some would say maybe a business person, but that's what Mitt Romney's pushing. Ross Perot, when he was part of the process, had some brilliant ideas that actually would have made sense if you look at where we are now as a nation. But he got 19%, which was pretty good, but certainly not enough to push him into the White House or to have him show up in some other form of government, in other words, serving on the cabinet or whatever. It's like the Secretary of the Treasury. What person should that really be? Tiny Tim Geithner gets it because why? He's part of the Goldman Sachs gang. And one time on the show we did pink slips and who should get pink slips. And I said 3 years ago that Obama should have dumped him. That if I was part of his crew and I had an advisory role, I would have said dump Tim Geithner. He's too tied to Goldman Sachs and the street. But that's exactly why they wanted Tim Geithner. We had Babe Buchanan on last week as a guest. She's a former Secretary of the Treasury. Who, you know, in that role, for some reason, we seem to get these people who don't pay their taxes. These other people have made fortunes on Wall Street and have zero to lose, really, other than to protect their friends. No offense to Henry Paulson, but that's exactly what Paulson did. Remember, that was a Bush leftover guy who was part of that whole bank's too big to fail. And when they decided there was going to be this bank bailout, oops, we forgot to tell them that we needed to see the list. We needed some accountability. We're giving you money. How are you using the money? So my president or VP would, of course, have to have some experience. But life experience, business experience, and the know-how to get in a good fight, but be able to somehow compromise, but not compromise the fabric of who they are. Because this is what we see happening. That's why we have the word flip-flop that's so prevalent right now. Flip-flop. Ellen Ratner, who comes on every once in a while as part of the Talk Radio News crew, mentioned that she had a flip-flop from 2008, and the flip-flop had Mitt Romney's face on it. And it was all about Mitt Romney flip-flopping. We've seen that with this president. They talk about transparency, but it's not about transparency. It's about pleasing the people we have to please at the time. We'll flip-flop on the issue, and he's a flip-flopper. So as much as they want to accuse Romney of it, he can be just as much of a flip-flopper. The ultimate flip-flopper, though, who would that go to if we were handing out that award? Who would you definitely not want to be president because they flip-flop more than a flounder that I caught off the Jersey Shore when I was 10 years old? That thing flip-flopped all over the boat. I think I know the answer to this one, but I want to know if you know the answer. If you know the answer to who I think was the ultimate flip-flopper, you'll win a free copy of my book just for fun. We're going to do it. Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Or you can send it to me, americatonight.net. Or I'm waving. If you can go to my website, you'll see that. If you chat it to me and you get the right answer, you'll win a copy of the book. Hey, speaking of dreaming, I got to throw this in because he's my favorite guy to beat up now. I know it's a layup. I know it's lame. It's just so easy to go after him. I feel like I'm somewhere in the French Quarter and I could just take out my voodoo doll and just poke him and I might see some things happen. But in memory of Elizabeth Edwards, John Edwards, who continues to put on the show, the play, in Greensboro, North Carolina, in the federal courthouse, the thing that was talked about while one of the witnesses was on the stand is the fact that the long-term goal of Edwards was to be a Supreme Court justice. Now he is in a courtroom, but he's a defendant. Who cares about his political aspirations? Who cares? That started just before the prosecution rested its case. We don't care. Just nail this guy to the wall. I am sick of hearing about what's happening in the drama in that courtroom. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Reveal who I think is the biggest flip-flopper politically, politician of all time. If you can read my mind, you get a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, if someone can guess it, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. Get it? Leveling the Playing Field. So if somebody gets there, I will send you that book. Flip-floppers, biggest one, I think, politically of all time. Plus, we're talking about, let's just cut to the core. Since it was, the question was posed to me, well, if you're so great at knocking down these politicians, who do you think would be a good president, vice president, and maybe some other spot in the cabinet? And it didn't take me long, actually, to spit out a couple of answers to the Washingtonian, the establishment foe, who was sword fighting with me over the phone. And here was my answer. This was my answer. I said Colin Powell, president, Buddy Romer, former governor of Louisiana, VP, although I don't know if Buddy would be on the undercard, but just my choice, and I'll give my reasons why. And this one will shock you. Ron Paul, Secretary of the Treasury. Because there wouldn't be one. He would slowly abolish it, wouldn't he? Or he would just re-rack everything. I think Colin Powell, because I believe deep down he was thrown under the bus by what happened with him with the weapons of mass destruction and what he was told when he talked at the UN. But the guy knows what it's like to be in war, knows what it's like to lead, knows what it's like to raise a family, knows what it's like to pull himself up by his bootstraps, knows what it's like to thrive in a capitalistic society, and knows how to get along with people, and knows how to still stand his ground. But a roamer would be good because he has so much passion. We've had him as a guest a bunch of times on America Tonight. He has so much passion for the United States and just bleeds wanting the freedoms, not rights taken away, all that kind of stuff. And this is a guy who was a Democrat and actually jumped to the Republican side of the aisle because he thought in Louisiana at the time there just wasn't enough balance. So he said there was enough balance, so I wanted to retain balance. So I thought it was a smart thing for me to do, and I like that about Buddy. He is definitely a guy who could cut it up with anybody from any side of the aisle, but still, like Powell, I think, retain his ideals. Romer has made money. Romer has had to thrive and make capitalism work for him. Nobody handed it to him. He had a, when he got out of politics, he was churning and burning, trying to make things happen, and he made things happen. And Ron Paul, for the obvious reasons, and a lot of young people like him. They're charged by him, by his whole quest for retaining our freedoms. And I think his monetary views, while many feel are just way out there, I don't think he's that far out on the edge. Not with a few things. Certainly not with getting rid of the... Definitely not with getting rid of the Federal Reserve, which is just a mafia of a different sort, and all that crazy quantitative easing. And I would give him a shot. I would give him a shot at trying to figure out the puzzle, because I think he has a good handle on it. I think that he's dove pretty deep into the monetary woes that we've suffered in the United States. You may look at this a lot differently, but that's... This is three people that I would put in place. If I had to wave the magic wand and throw a couple of names out there, which I did and was put on the spot. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. I'm putting you on the spot. Who would be at least your president and vice president? We have a lot of people who are chiming in through the miracle of the Internet, whether it's chat or whether it's through the website itself, going to americatonight.net and then shooting me an email. So I've touched a nerve. If we want to criticize and talk about who we don't think should be president, then we should kind of have an idea of what we'd like to see in a president and vice president at least, and maybe some names. Throw out a couple of those names. Who would you put on your list? Who do you think would at least have a better shot at trying to get things right? You know, because that's the other thing. People are people are people, and you have to work in the system, whether you like it or not. John Bolton for Secretary of State, that's what Highlight says. How about this one? Jack Alexander likes Colonel Ollie North for Secretary of State. Interesting. Ollie certainly had his day. He knows how to raise money, I'll tell you that. And I love this one. Jack Alexander, we're going to let you hear what Sheriff Joe had to say, by the way, about the Justice Department in a second. But Jack says also, Joe Arpaio, my choice to head Homeland Security. Oh, he'd put everyone in pink. G. Gordon Liddy as the Attorney General. Glenn Beck, oh my. I would cover that White House. Glenn Beck as the White House press secretary. Chuck Norris as the ambassador to the UN. All of those names immediately make you think controversy, don't they? Especially, can you imagine Glenn Beck as the White House press secretary? Liddy can be more diplomatic. Arpaio, oh, we'd have to definitely build a wall because I think they'd be shooting at us from the other side. They just open fire and shoot at us. There'd be so much frustration about that. Also, Highlight says Gingrich, Kane, and Condi Rice. Somebody else brought up Condi Rice. This one I got this one that, courtesy of the email, as I send you all to the website, americatonight.net, got this one from Big Brad. And Big Brad says he likes Condi Rice as the first female president and the VP to be Colin Powell. He must be joking. I don't see Powell being the VP to Condi Rice's president, but it is kind of intriguing. He adds that for sure lots of people would vote for that ticket. What do you think? Perhaps you could possibly see that. All right, so Joe Arpaio, you know who he is. All of you know who he is, right? If you don't, he's Arizona's main man. He's also enemy number one for the Justice Department. And the Obama administration announced on Thursday they're suing Sheriff Joe, accusing him and his Maricopa County office of engaging in discrimination against Latinos. That announcement came after months of negotiations with Sheriff Joe, and they didn't come up with any kind of an agreement to settle these claims that his department racially profiled Latinos. Sorry, it sounds weird for me to say that. Hispanics in his trademark immigration patrols, which is, that's what happens. Rounding people up, getting them in, and crime has a big enemy in Arizona, and it's Sheriff Joe. By the way, it's not just people who are illegally in the country. Not just people who are illegally in the country. So Sheriff Joe talked about a couple of different things when he was asked about the suit and when he was asked about surrendering, would he surrender, and whether or not he could even get elected. And here was some of his responses.
I will not surrender the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office to the federal government. I don't need this. Believe me, I can get elected on pink underwear. So I don't need this problem. Take this on. It was the right thing to do to defend my office. It has nothing to do with me being reelected. I'm doing what's right. I'm defending my office and the office of the sheriff. If it hurts me, so be it. This is a bigger picture than this sheriff.
Yeah, I think Sheriff Joe is, he's the real deal. Whether you like him or not, if you think he's rough around the edges or you think he's dead on with what he's doing in Arizona and how he's been able to keep a lot of people safe, then Sheriff Joe would make a great politician in one sense. In another sense, he doesn't, because he so much doesn't care what people think that he's put himself in the crosshairs of the government. And good for him for not backing down and saying, hey, I can get elected. I know people will elect me. I'm not worried about it. But here's what happens. Look in your wallet and take out $2. Then next week, take out another $2. And the week after that, because we're paying for this. Every time the Justice Department decides to go after somebody, well, we pay for those salaries.
Grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
Was the biggest flip-flopper in politics. And to be fair, there have been a lot of flip-floppers. I said I think Barack Obama is a flip-flopper. I think Mitt Romney has been a flip-flopper. And really putting that brand on a candidate you think would be kind of the kiss of death for a campaign. But when so many people are doing it, it just becomes, oh, yeah, really, they flip-flopped? Okay. It's like Newt Gingrich. A lot of people like Newt Gingrich, and I like some of what Newt Gingrich has said. And I think, frankly, he's such a student of history. You can't deny that. The guy can spit the stuff out right and left, right? So he supported an individual mandate in the 1990s as the elixir, the antidote is probably the better way to say it, to what the Clintons were serving up for a health plan. But when Obama was opposing the individual mandate, it was against Hillary Clinton, Senator Hillary Clinton, who was running for president. So, see, this is the whole political scene now. But I think flip-flopper is still a dirty word. It's still a derogatory thing you really don't want to have attached to you. So I'm going to say, for my money, Senator John Kerry would be a flip-flopper. And one of the reasons why is he, when you look at the war funding bill, if we go back in time, he voted for the $87 billion war funding bill. And when he was asked about that, he finally said, yeah, I actually did vote for it, for the $87 billion war funding bill. But that was before I voted against it. Yeah. It's kind of like heads I win, tails you lose. And he said he was referring to different versions of the war funding bill. And so that's the thing. He became, that really branded him, the reversal really branded him as a flip-flopper. Flip-flopper. And George H.W. Bush got nailed for that. And kind of unfairly, but it doesn't matter. The worst thing that he ever said was, read my lips, no new taxes, but they went up anyway. And then the base was furious with him, and of course he didn't win re-election. I don't know if it was all about that, but the read my lips, no new taxes was fatal for him, fatal for him. But there are other people we could point to if we look at other presidents that certainly would fall into that same slot. You know, I love Thomas Jefferson. I say all the time I'm about Jefferson politics, smaller federal government, more states' rights, that kind of thing. And you could go back and read some of the writings of Jefferson. You might pick out a few things. But maybe there's a difference between the big-time flip-floppers and somebody who just changes their mind. Because certainly You can change your mind. I say all the time, wouldn't it be refreshing to have somebody in politics who just would be honest about it and say, you know what, I thought it was going to be a good idea. I thought it was going to work, but I'm going to be honest. Once we applied it, it was really stupid, and it was a mistake. So I'm going to say, I think we need to go in a different direction. But it's never about this. It's never about saying, I made a mistake. I mean, I bet we could cull through a lot of videotape, and the amount of people that we could find politicians that's would say, admit, I made a mistake, just a handful. And just a few times would they say it. That's like a word that is not used. You don't hear that very much. And so for me, like I said, the flip-flopper would be Kerry. I think that he really had a taste of wanting to run, and a couple of times he got caught off guard and got caught up in a couple of things, and the war funding bill was absolutely a big one. I want to mention to everybody, shame on you, that's you, Mr. and Mrs. America, if you have not gone to the website recently and downloaded Press 4. Now, you don't have to download it. You know, if you have a flip phone, any kind of phone, you can just get Press 4. And if you get Press 4, here's the deal. You're entered into our contest for a free iPhone. And you're not getting spammed by doing it. It's easy. You just get Press 4. You're not going to get a bunch of junk. You just have more ways to communicate with the show. So it's no muss, no fuss. Download it. Get it. Figure out how to apply it because it's so easy. If you have an Android or whatever you have, americatonight.net, you can see it. It's in the upper corner or the lower corner above my head if you're looking at the website right now, or below me. Once you do that, then they'll ask you for the keyword. You say America Tonight Contest, and boom, when you're entered, you could be chosen as the winner. Somebody's got to win, just like the lottery. Somebody's got to win, and it might be you. All right, let's end on a high note for this hour of America tonight. Every day, and we're almost desensitized to it, I hate to say it, it makes me sad to remember growing up seeing the milk cartons with the kids on the back and thinking, geez, I wonder whatever happened to this kid. Remember my mother would serve a cereal and I'd look over and I'd see the kid on the carton. Well, how about these missing Tennessee girls? They were found alive and just a crazy story. They were missing since their mother and sister were murdered. They were rescued in Mississippi. They're suspected abductor, kidnapper, shot himself to death. That's what the FBI is saying. But they were found alive, and it looks like they were unharmed. Unharmed. Adam Mays was the guy's name. And what the early reports are saying is that he shot himself in the head and was pronounced dead later in a hospital when they took him away from the scene. But the great news is those two girls were found. The two girls were found. You know, the highway patrol actually picked them up. Alexandria and Kalia, I think her name is, 10 and 8 years old. So huge. He must have killed their, they believe that he killed, Mays killed their mother and sister in the woods somewhere, not far from his home. And then, took these girls and ran away. And luckily, the girls were not, didn't appear to have any signs of any kind of abuse and were found. That is a truly a good story when so many of these stories, when kids are missing for, you know, a day, 2 days, people think the worst, think that, you know, we're never going to find them. Who knows if we find them at all, what condition they'll be in. And, there were encounters, I guess, that he had with people where some people had met up with him and the girls and thought that they were related. So they had started to get a beat on him. The FBI started to get pretty close, and luckily he was on the top 10 list, that most wanted list, and that probably helped people citing him somewhere. But the fact that that the girls are alive, that makes it a good weekend for a lot of people who care what was happening with the 12-year-old and the 8-year-old. And that's a good thing. Another good thing is what I just told you about Press 4. Please don't forget to get hooked up with Press 4. It's a great way to keep in touch with America Tonight. But more importantly, if you enter our contest in the next 2 weeks, you can win an iPhone. You know, no strings attached. You got to love that. So if you're grumbling about not having an iPhone, that's your perfect opportunity to get one.